a scene of clashing ideals this afternoon on Smith Hill as multiple rallies overtook the Rhode Island State House. Second Amendment rights supporters clad in yellow t-shirts chanted "Our vote counts" as committee hearings were set to begin on the so-called bump stock and red flag laws. Frank Sykosha, president of the Rhode Island Second Amendment Coalition, explains why his group was out in such large numbers.
Two bills that are on right now are going to be going out of committee. One is the bump stock bill and the other one is the red flag bill. We oppose both of them in the manner that they are right now with the language. It's too broad. All it's going to do is hurt law-abiding citizens. It does nothing to criminalize bad behavior.
What would be the specific changes you have in mind to the red flag law as it stands right now?
How long is your podcast? Because the ACLU put out a 12-page paper on how many bad things are in that bill. We agree with them. We think it needs to completely rewritten.
And what's your thoughts today? We have a large sea of people here wearing yellow shirts underneath the rotunda for quite some time. What kind of message is that sending, in your view, to state leadership here?
That we have an overwhelming number of law-abiding firearm owners in Rhode Island that don't want these bills, and we want our legislators to listen to us.
Nearby in the State House, Rebecca Atwood of Providence stood by with a smaller but equally passionate group of people, many of whom were wearing pink or red Planned Parenthood t-shirts.
All right, so what brings you out here this afternoon?
I'm here to support a woman's right to choose, a person's right to choose. I've always been a huge supporter of reproductive rights and reproductive justice, so I'm here to show my support. My mom had an abortion before she had me when she was real young, and I feel so grateful that she was able to create the life that she thought best and make the choice that she knew was right for her. So I'm currently here for her, and I'm here for all of the people who fought for our right to bodily autonomy. I think it's fundamental to a woman's health and freedom to be able to determine when she becomes a parent. So I'm here for all of these reasons and lots more.
Does it concern you at all that Rhode Island, actually on the state level, abortion is not legal here? Is that something of concern to you?
It does concern me. I think that a lot of our elected officials would like to sort of put their hands over their ears and say, oh, Roe v. Wade isn't going anywhere. And I think, unfortunately, we just can't bank on that. I don't know if you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg did not vote for Roe v. Wade, not because she doesn't support the right to choose, but because she found that staking the right to choose around the issue of privacy was not legally impenetrable enough. And she wanted to wait for a better case that would be even less vulnerable to question. So if that's enough for her, that's enough for me. I think that there's still so much debate. And on a personal level, I would go to jail under Rhode Island state law today. I would go to jail. Our law on the books today says that I would go to jail for up to 7 years for the choices I make in my life. So I take that personally. It's hard not to feel that in your gut and your heart, that your state law of the state that you are so proud to live in says that you belong in jail. I think we deserve a lot better.
And what will your message be to all these people here who have the complete opposite view as you today? What would your words of encouragement to get them to understand your perspective be?
You know, to those who are on the, you know, total opposite side of the sort of philosophical spectrum, I would just say that this is a federal law, and we demand that this is already our rights, and we demand our rights, and we're not going anywhere. And if they want to have coffee with me and we can talk about the emotions involved in maybe how they're feeling, then I would actually be happy to have those conversations. But we're really here to talk about the law and our rights.
Daniel J. Gomet is a member of the NRA and an independent candidate for the first congressional district seat, currently held by David Cicilline.
What are your thoughts?
Patriots come out in swamps. Most of these people, you know, in all respect, everybody wants to be left alone. But when you start impeding on our rights, infringing on our rights, people from the back backwoods, the inner cities, people who stay quiet, they come out. And the people in the, you know, in the red and the pink shirts, listen, they're very passionate. I think they're misinformed, if not uninformed.
Though several of the people who I encountered wearing yellow t-shirts weren't able to tell me specifically why they were at the State House or what they would do to change legislation that was put forth, they were able to tell me that because of a call to action from the Rhode Island Second Amendment Coalition, they followed marching orders and descended upon the State House en masse. What brings you out here this afternoon?
Just to support the Second Amendment.
And that's, are you concerned about anything in particular, or is this just a general rally that you have going on today?
It's a general rally. They call us when we need to be here.
And who's they?
Rhode Island Second Amendment Coalition.
And what's is there anything else planned for today? You guys planning on any speeches or anything like that? Or you just right now we're in the rotunda area, and you guys are just here on staged on the marble stairway.
I believe we are going to chant shortly.
A bit later in the afternoon, pro-choice and pro-gun control advocates overtook the rotunda area themselves, and though significantly outnumbered, did their best to match the intensity of the yellow shirt-clad Second Amendment rights supporters. At the State House in Providence, Rhode Island, Bill Bartholomew for the Bartholomew Town Podcast.
At HealthSource RI for Employers, we provide access to health insurance to more than 1,100 local businesses and nonprofits, and 96% of them renew through us every year. Maybe it's our choice of 19 different health plans, our 10 years of customizing solutions, or our one local team of dedicated experts helping employers find quality health insurance. See how our numbers stack up for you. Learn more at healthsourceri.com/employers.